Can I just do an impromptu survey, and by a show of hands, how many of us in here feel warm?
让我们来稍微做一下调查，看看有多少人觉得这里好像比较热一点。
Not enough people, so we can't turn on the air conditioner. Only a few are warm.
举手的人还不多，所以没有关系，我们可以。
So I'll be watching those of you who are warm. You probably be dozing off.
你如果的一些希望不觉得太热的人不会昏聚过去。
I'm very happy to be here this morning.
我非常高兴今天早上我能够和大家在一起。
Because while we were praying, I heard a voice that just came back from China.
我真是祷告有听到这样声音，有很多从中国回来。
Sister Eileen.
艾琳刚才从
I can always tell when she's praying.
我们一知道她能听出来她的祷告声音，她是从国内刚刚回来。
So I want to welcome all of you who have not been here in a while. It's great to have you back.
所以我也要借这个时间来真是欢迎你们当中有些人已经可能有一段时间没有来到这里。
Yep, Chang Xin came back from China and my good partner, my best friend is also here today.
我也看见从中国来的还有我的最好的伙伴伴侣叫也在当中
最好的女朋友
最好的女朋友就是他的妻子了。
Yes. Okay. And there are two coincidences this morning.
所以今天早上有两件好像很巧的事情。
What Alice shared, I had in my heart as well.
今天早上肖艾姐妹分享的也正是在我心里面所想到的。
That the thing that will change our lives the most is to have Jesus be our first thought and our last thought. And it is true.
所以像肖艾姐妹分享那样，耶稣要成为我们一大早一醒来过的首先想到的是主耶稣，晚上睡觉之前想到的也是主耶稣。
And I also was going to choose that as the closing hymn for today, but I'm glad I didn't because the choir sang it.
所以本来选的这个诗歌也是我想要选的作为我们今天结束之后的回应的诗歌很高兴我没有选这个因为已经被选了。
But the very last line of that song is what I would like to share with you now.
所以那个在那个诗歌今天早上献的诗歌的最后那个歌词就是我今天要跟大家一起分享的。
It is only worthy of asking Jesus to be our vision if we understand that he is ruler of all.
如果我们真正的明白主耶稣他是我们的一切的主宰的时候我们说要见到意象要见到常常见到主耶稣才有真正的意义
You can get all kinds of wrong visions if you are not believing that Jesus is Lord
如果你没有尊主耶稣为主的话你会看到的是其他的东西
And then the second coincidence is we didn't plan on wearing the same color today
第二个意外是我们并没有计划我们要穿一样的颜色的衣服
almost exactly even the same tie
所以看上去好像很有点像包括领带也很像
from now on this is the ECCC uniform
所以我们从今天开始这就是我们这个东区教会的这个上讲台的制服
okay let us begin with the message Luke tells us that Paul was called to preach the gospel in Macedonia
因为路加在他的使徒行传里面讲到保罗他被呼召去马其顿传福音
Philippi was a city in Macedonia
但是腓立比呢那个地方它就是马其顿里面的一个城市
Here Paul founded a church that persevered through all kinds of persecution and became a church that Paul dearly loved
这个保罗在那里所腓立比建立的教会他是经过了各样的试炼也是保罗所爱的教会
But false prophets had come to corrupt the doctrine that Paul had taught them in the beginning.
但是呢，有假先知他们来混到你们当中，想来败坏保罗向他们所传的真正的真理。
So he wrote to the church to encourage them not to be led astray.
所以保罗他写了信给腓立比，叫他们坚定他们所走的道路。
So today I want to share with you that two things can lead us astray.
所以我今天要跟大家一起分享的有两件事情能够使得我们走偏
false prophets
第一个是假先知
or misunderstanding of God's word
或者是另外是误解神的话
and sometimes those two things are together because they misunderstand they teach the wrong doctrine
所以这两件事放在一起一个是教导假的教导不是真理然后再加上误解神的话语
This morning, I share this message to remind ourselves to be careful in how we interpret God's word.
所以今天早上我要跟大家一起分享的，我们特别要非常谨慎，怎样来读神的话语。
The proper understanding of God's word gives us hope and life.
如果我们真正能够明白神的话语的话，它神的话语就给我们真正的盼望和希望。
So the mishandling of God's word is going to give us false hope.And ultimately disappoint us.
如果我们没有能够正确的领会神的话语去学习的话，我们给我们所得到的只是无望，只是没有真正的盼望的盼望。
So Christians, if you feel disappointed in God's word, maybe it's because you do not understand, not because God disappoints us.
所以基督徒们，如果我们常常感到在主里有失望的话，并不是因为主不能使我们得到满足，乃是我们自己在他的话语里面。有没有明白的地方，有误解的地方。
Paul talks about being bound in chains in prison in this letter to the Philippians.
当保罗他在写这封信的时候，他实际上是在做监狱里面手戴着手铐。
But he was spiritually strong inside, so he was not afraid.
但是他里面心里面却是刚强的，他没有任何的惧怕。
And so he wrote these words.
所以他写了这些的话。
I can do all things through Christ.
我靠着。那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
But obviously he cannot really do all things.
但实际上他并不是说我们所看到的所有的事情他都能做。
Can he break out of prison? No.
所以他能够从这个监狱里面逃出来吗？
Paul wrote out of concern for the Philippians because he was afraid that him being the leader and being in prison would weaken their faith, and he could die too.
保罗他写了这个话，他是完全考虑到为腓立比的教会，因为他在做监狱里面的时候，而且他可能不久就要死的时候，可能腓立比教会的这些信徒们、这些门徒们，他们可能心里会软弱。
But you can see from here that his faith is more alive than ever, even though in prison.
所以你可以看到保罗在写这封信的时候，他里面的信心是越来越坚强。
Have we experienced that kind of faith and difficulty?
所以我们有没有同样的能够经历到这样的信心，在我们特别有难处的时候？
So we are not tempted to give up on God.
所以让我们不放弃，来真正的在神的里面跟随他。
Can you do all things through Christ?
所以我们你能不能也是一样，靠借着主耶稣，我们凡事都可行。
We are living in the right culture to say these words because everybody wants to be a superhero.
所以我们实际上我们所处的时代正是更需要这样的话。我们好像我们大家每个人都想要成为一个超人一样的。
They all think they can do everything.
所以他们像，就像他们好像是他们所有的事情都能做。
Well, 2 weeks ago, I showed this video of superpower in the English worship.
我大概在几个礼拜前在英语那边的崇拜的时候，我曾经给他们放了一个小短的短片。
It is only half a minute long.
只有半分钟是讲这些超人的事情。
And it is too good not to show to the Chinese congregation.
我觉得我今天也一定要实在太好，我要跟你们也要放给你们看一下。
So pay attention to this video, and I will continue with the rest.
所以我们先看一下这个小非常短的半分钟的片子，然后我们再继续。
Sound on, but technology.
如果我们有声音的话，可能效果会更好一些。
I hope the last one I show we will have the sound because there's some important things that the girl is saying.
我希望后面还有一些小的片子的话，希望声音能够出来，因为有女孩子讲话。
I wish I could run that fast and prove to everyone that I can do all things through Christ.
所以我实际上很希望我有像那个人一样能够做这样的事情，跑得那么快，然后向大家显明。我能够借着主耶稣基督，我凡事都能做。
But as you know, that is not what Paul is talking about.
但是你知道，这个董刚才讲的这些，并不是保罗在这里所要教导我们的。
We are not superheroes.
我们不是超人。
But by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be heroes of faith.
但是我们靠着圣灵，我们确实能够在 信心上面成为真正的 超人。
The glory of the gospel is not diminished when Christians suffer.
我们知道，我们当在基督徒在受苦难的时候，神的大能的福音并没有消失。
Because it is the power of Jesus Christ in us that makes us victors.
因为真正的是主耶稣他在我们的里面，让我们成为一个得胜者。
That makes it possible for us to endure all things, not do all things.
所以主耶稣他自己使得我们能够忍耐这一切，而不是要做这一切事情。
Before we trusted Jesus, we were fighting a battle that we cannot win.
因为在我们还没有信主之前，我们所有的征战，我们实际上我们正在打一个是我们赢不了的征战。
But do you know this? After you have met Jesus Christ, you are fighting a battle you cannot lose.
但是你知道吗？当你接受了主耶稣基督为救主的时候，你所打的仗是不会输的。
It may be painful, but you won't lose if God is on your side.
有可能是比较艰难的，但是你要知道，神是在你这一边。
In chapter 2 of Philippians, Paul warned them about the consequences of being overly ambitious.
所以在腓立比第二章的时候，保罗在这里要警告他们，不要将自己看得过于的高。
Ambition in the church causes dissension to happen, and then false doctrine will come in.
因为保罗在这里特别讲到一些有的时候时候到的时候，那些假先知会混到里面来，到教会里面来。
Especially if you disagree among yourselves.
特别是你教会里面有纷争的时候。
Okay, I hope I don't embarrass the person whose phone rang just now because I don't know whose phone it was.
那我希望我不是谁的电话有在响的时候让他有难堪哈。
Because I actually heard these words says connection no good, try again.
因为我刚才听到好像是讲的说连接信号不太强，要重新再试。
I love it. If your connection with God is not good, you better try again.
实际上我也很喜欢这句话，如果你和神的关系没有真正连接好的话，继续的要和神有这样的连接。
God provides us with a lot of good illustrations all the time.
所以神常常给我们一些好的例子，让我们来够明白随时随地让我们能够明白神的话。所以这个时候
That's good. So Paul taught the Philippians to hold nothing more highly than being humble before God. That's what he teaches the Philippians.
所以保罗在腓立比书里面讲的就是我们要在神的面前没有任何其他的，我们就是要谦卑的来到他的面前。
So since he's a humble person, the words he said just now is not based on self-pride. I do everything. He's not being proud.
因为保罗他自己就是一个谦卑的人，所以他写这些词的时候并不是说他是要来自夸自己。
So then in chapter 3, Paul teaches them to watch out for false apostles and false doctrines.
所以在第三章，腓立比书第三章的时候，保罗在这里特别警告他们要注意到一些假先知和一些其他的不是真正的教训。
Today in a society that desperately seeks healing and peace, wolves come in sheep's clothing more than ever.
因为实际上像我们现在现处的时代里面，真是有像这些披着羊皮的狼进到神的教会当中来做一些破坏的工作。
They teach false doctrine and they give us false hope.
所以他们教导的是假的东西，然后给的人是一个没有盼望的盼望。
So do not misinterpret this verse, even though it's a very important verse.
我们也不要误解这句话，所以这句话是非常非常的重要。
In the English service, I tried for 3 weeks to get to this verse, but I never made it. So today I come and share it with you.
所以我在英文那边分享的时候，实际上三个礼拜我都还没有真正能够分享完，所以我今天在这里继续向大家在这里分享。
Every time I prepared a message, I was going to end with this verse, but I always ran out of time.
所以我老是想在我结束的时候，我将这句话能够结束，但实际上我时间还是不够。
I ran out of time because people over there, they fall asleep after 15 minutes on this chapter.
因为我常常没有讲完，是因为我们在那边分享的时候，他们大概15分钟之后就睡着了。
Do not misinterpret this verse.
所以我再次也提醒大家，我们不要误解这句话。
The Holy Spirit will teach us if we have a humble heart and a teachable spirit.
如果圣灵会提醒我们，我们如果是我们有一个谦卑的心和受教的心的话，圣灵会常常的提醒我们。
In other words, don't try to make the Bible say what we want the Bible to say, but listen to what God wants to say.
So, 另外一个，我们在读圣经的时候，我们不是说我们想要找到什么话语在神里面想我们自己想要的， 来找到这话，而是让我们真正的需要来听神是怎样讲的。
The angel said in Luke chapter 1,
angel, 天使在这个路加福音里面第一章里面有这样讲到。
What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she's now in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God.
所以在这里讲，他说况且你的亲戚，伊丽莎伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了，因为出于神的话，没有一句不带有能力。
Nothing is impossible with God.
所以在对神来讲，没有什么事是神所不能做的。
But is God obligated to perform miracles for you and I on demand when I want it?
那么换句话说，难道神你想要神迹的时候，神就一定要显个神迹给你看吗？
More and more, there is about on demand on the computer. Everywhere you go is on demand. Everything is on demand.
因为我们现在目前所处的时代，我们什么事情都是说，你想要的话就能得到。
Today, more and more things you can do immediately, like streaming movies. You don't have to wait for the TV to show it. You can stream it anytime you want. That's on demand.
所以像现在一样的，我们的这样无线网的时代，你如果想要看电影，你立刻从网上可以马上就看到，不需要再等待。
I used to think it was great that I can order something and it comes in 2 days, 2 day free delivery, right?
所以以前我就觉得已经非常好了，如果你在网上订一个东西的话，两天能够拿到，非常好。
Now they are starting to give you same day delivery. I love it.
所以他们现在是不但是两天，他们是当天就能让你得到。
So just now,
我实在是喜欢。
While I was singing, my phone buzzed and it says your package was delivered.Right now at home.
所以我刚才我们在唱诗歌的时候，在星期天我们在唱诗歌的时候，我的电话里面会显示说，哦，你订的东西已经送到你家里了。
How many things can you have on demand? Plenty of stuff.
所以好多少事情我们现在说你想要就立刻能得到呢？
I don't think that's true. You don't get fitness on demand. You're going to work for it.
所以我都不相信你如果做要做这个体育锻炼的话，立刻就能成功，一定要花力气。
And does anyone here have a doctor on demand? I'm not mine. I got to call him and wait a long time.
或者你有想到你想要见医生，立刻就能见到医生呢？
And even if you go rent a car, you got to stand in line. There's nothing is on demand.
所以你真正的你要去租车，也不是说马上就能得到，你一定要也要排队。
So God said nothing is impossible. He doesn't have to do it according to our timetable.
神说他没有一句话是不带能力的。
Be still, he says, be still and know that I am God.
但是神在这里告诉我们说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
I will be exalted among the nations, I will be exalted in all the earth.
我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
Because God said nothing is impossible with him, some people believe that miracles will cause people to follow Christ.
因为神是讲的，他是万能的神，但有的人会相信说，只有靠神迹才能够使人能够真正的认识神。
But they are wrong because they are thinking of instant discipleship. There is no such thing as discipleship on demand. It takes time.
但是他们却是错误的，因为没有任何事情好像是立刻就能发生的。
That's what it means by be still and know that I am God. You're not going to be still. You won't know He's God.
所以在这里讲说，你们要休息，因为你要知道他是神。
A great preacher, Charles Spurgeon, once said.A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats.
所以斯伯珍他曾经讲到说，到了时候，教会里面不再是牧者在这里牧会牧养羊群，乃是这些喜剧的这些小丑们他在这里正是表演来给这些山羊们表演。
You see, entertainment, that's what it's about.
所以他们来娱乐就由他们来这里好像使他们来得到娱乐。
I have seen this popular evangelist today getting more and more followers because people call him the street healer. He goes around healing people on the street.
所以同样的我在这里看到的越来越多，就像他们自己叫他们叫做街道上的医治一样的，因为他们常常借着这些来在街道上面宣传。
You can't see this whatever says, once you realize you are accepted in the beloved, you'll never feel rejection by people again.
所以在这里讲到他有没有一句话说，他如果你被接受的话，被接受被所爱的时候，你不会再被其他的人所拒绝。
Parents, be careful what your children are learning from false prophets.
所以做家长的，你们一定要特别的注意你们的孩子，是不是被这些假的教导在这里所影响。
False prophets will only disappoint you because they're not telling you the truth.
因为假先知他只能使你失望，因为他讲的不是真理。
Later on, I'll show you the video of a girl that comes from the church that he attends, and you will see what kind of nonsense she's talking.
等一下我会给你们看到小非常小的短片，讲了一个女孩子，她里面是怎么样被误导，然后使得非常的失望。
They would take this verse at face value. I can do all things. I can heal. I can make the blind see. I can do all that. I can go to school and learn how to cast out demons. That's what they are teaching.
所以在他们在这里教导就说，我们他就用这句话字面上面来理解，就说凡事我都能做，包括在学校里面我可以赶鬼。
I think it's very important to take this seriously because the Bible tells us if you're not careful and you go and cast out demons, if you're not pure yourself, the demon might come into you.
因为圣经告诉我们，如果你自己没有被洁净的时候，你虽然去赶鬼，那个被赶出来的鬼有可能会回到你自己的身上。
Is the Lord really telling us that we can do anything through Jesus Christ?
我们的主是不是在这里告诉我们，我们靠着主耶稣基督可以，我们凡事都能做吗？
Can you win a 100-meter dash in the Olympics with a broken leg? Can you do that?
所以你如果是个瘸腿的话，你难道能够在这个奥林匹克上面跑100米的话，你能得到金牌吗？
No matter how much faith you have in Jesus, if you have a broken leg, you're not going to win the race.
不管你说你有怎样的信心在主耶稣基督里，如果你是个断腿的，你一定是不会得到那金牌。
And all of you know who's ever gone to any school that you cannot get a perfect score on your exams without studying.
如果你也知道，如果你在学校里面你不去学习的话，你不会得到一个非常好的一个成绩的。
You can't lay there and say, "Oh, Jesus, I have faith in you. I have no time to study, but give me an A tomorrow."
所以你不能好像你可以像耶稣祷告说，我相信你，请你能够给我一个非常高的100分。
I tried that, it didn't work. No, I didn't try that.
我曾经试过，没有功没有成功，但实际上这是笑话，我没有这样做。
What does Philippians 4:13 really mean to you?
我们刚才读的在腓立比书四章十三节到底里面讲的是什么？
Be very careful when someone asks you this question, what does this mean to you?
当有人在问你这个问题的时候这个到底是什么意思的时候，
because when someone asks you that, they're asking for your opinion.
因为当有人这样的问你的时候，他这句话是什么意思的时候，他们是想知道你的观点。
That makes your opinion the context of God's word.
所以他的意思是说，要知道你的观点是完全出自于这本书。
But I'm sorry to tell you that God's word already has a context. It's not for you to decide.
所以真的话，神的话，它已经是在他的圣经当中，而不是由你的自己的感觉或者你的观点而决定。
So knowing the context enables us to understand what God said.
所以我们一定要真正明白这句话的话，我们要回到圣经里面去。
Instead of believing what we want God to say.
而不是我们自己相信自己说，我们相信神是怎样说的。
No matter how much faith Paul had in Jesus Christ, he was not free from prison.
也不管对保罗来讲，他有多么大的信心，但是他仍然还是在坐监狱的。
Unless it was God's will for him to be free.
那除非神要把他释放出来。
We cannot do all things through Christ, not the way that some people think.
我们并不是说我们能够如果按照我们自己的想象，我们靠着主耶稣，我们什么都能做。
But do you agree that what Paul had was more than what some who are physically free have? Even though we are physically free, he has more faith than we do.
但是你没想到，实际上保罗虽然他这人被捆锁，被手铐铐在监狱里，但是他里面他真正的自由比我们这些没有手铐的人的自由更多。
And we look free on the outside, but we are bound by sin inside.
我们虽然在外面看来我们好像是自由的，但是我们里面却是被罪所捆绑住的。
So in that sense, we are the ones who are still in prison, not Paul.
所以真正讲起来，是我们这些人，我们是在被关在监狱里，而不是保罗。
Do you want to be free?
你是不是也要得自由呢？
The sins that bind you, do you want freedom from that?
所以你想要挣脱这个罪的捆绑吗？
This verse teaches us how.
所以这句话就是教导我们。当怎样来挣脱这个罪的捆绑？
But we have to know the context of the verse.
所以我们要回到这句话的里面的原文里面去。
Isaiah says this verse that everyone knows.
因为 下面这个以赛亚他讲的一句话是很多人都知道的。
But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint.
所以但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
The Bible tells us about waiting and about learning. Learning is also waiting.
所以圣经也教导我们要等待，然后学习。等待也是学习。
But you know how creative God is and how great He is?
我们知道我们的神是多么的伟大，他是怎样的一个创造万物的神呢？
Because at another time, He did free Paul from prison by giving an earthquake and opened the doors.
所以在另外一次，他确实把保罗从狱中给救出来，他用地震。
But God is not obligated to do the same thing every time or for everyone in the same way. God is different to each of us.
但神他并不是一定他有这个责任一定要在什么时间或者什么时候做同样的这样的他的神迹来在我们显现。
He uses different ways to save us according to his wisdom.
因为他用他的不同的方法他的智慧来带领我们每一个人。
But this is a very good reminder that it's not an accident.
因为这个下面这句话是一个非常好的一个给我们一个警戒和提醒。
When we come to the end of all valleys, we will understand that every path that has been selected by God, out of all the possible options, it is for our ultimate good.
实际上在这里讲到就是说，当我们真是从低谷中走出来的时候，我们那个时候才能够真正明白，实际上我们所走的路是神已经给我们拣选好的，是为着我们最好的益处。
Think of that, it's saying all the possible options, God has considered everything and gives us the best.
所以在这里特别讲到神实际上为我们所走道路已经做了各方面的考量考虑，然后他给我们选择了这一条路是对我们最最好最最有益处的。
For me, when Tricia got sick, I still believe that God gave us the best because it brought us closer to him.
所以对于我来讲，当翠霞她有这个病痛的时候，对于我来讲，这个时候也是神给我们一条最好的路，因为它让我们与神更加的接近了。
And because we're closer to God, we're closer to each other.
因为当我们与神这样的亲近的时候，我们俩之间也那样的亲近。
Now I think she loves me even more than before, which I didn't think is possible.
我现在相信她现在更加的爱我，就是以前还不能做到。
还不可能发生，
不可能发生的事情。
Right, so it's wonderful. God really gives us the best.
所以实在是太美好了，神确实给我们那个最好。
People may claim to have hope, but only those whose hope is in Christ can claim it with confidence.
所以我们真正的是在主耶稣里面的时候，我们才有这样的盼望，那是真正的盼望。
Hope does not come from strength, intelligence, or good circumstances.
因为这个盼望并不是从力量来，也不是从
of intelligence or good circumstances.
聪明来，也不是说各种各样的好的环境而来。
Hope really only comes from Jesus.
我们的盼望希望唯一的只有从主耶稣而来。
It is too easy to make the Bible say what we want it to say.
所以有的时候我们常常会说我们想要说什么，然后就说圣经也是这样说。
But taking God's word in context reveals a deeper and more wonderful truth for us.
所以我们真正回到圣经里面去读的时候，我们才能真正的明白神要向我们怎样的说。
You know that the devil uses scripture very well too.
你也知道这个恶者也会用圣经的话。
But he uses it for his own purpose. He twists God's word for his own purpose.
但是这些他却是用他自己的方法来解释神的话，按照达到他自己的目的，他扭曲了神的话语。
He quoted the Bible to Jesus during the 40 days of his temptation.
因为他在耶稣40天在旷野的时候，他来试探耶稣的时候，他也这个恶者也用了圣经。
But Christ did not accept the way he was spinning the Bible.
但是耶稣没有上他这个当他用这种扭曲的话来试探耶稣。
Be careful of distorting God's word to make them mean what God never intended it to mean.
所以我们特别要谨慎，要注意。我们知道，当我们在理解圣经的时候，我们一定要注意，有些不是神的意思的时候，我们不要去朝那个方向去理解。
Be careful also of how we use the name of Jesus Christ.
也特别是要注意到我们怎样用主耶稣他的名。
How many times do you see in movies something happens and go Jesus Christ?
所以你们啊、有的时候常常看到电影的时候，他们啊、随口就会说出来，哎呀，
用
主耶稣的名，哎呀，哎呀，神啊，或者是主啊，
So before I was,
很随便的方式。
Before I was a Christian, I did that too. Whatever bad happens, Jesus Christ. Even though I don't know who Jesus Christ is.
当我那个时候还没接触主时，我也是常常会用这个作为一个口头禅一样的。虽然我那时并不知道主耶稣到底是谁。
And the problem with the habit is, even after you become a Christian, it's hard to stop if you have that habit.
你如果你有这样的坏习惯的话，当你就是接受了主耶稣，你被得救之后，你可能这个习惯还不容易改变。
God will help us.
但是神会帮助我们。
God knows when we honor His Son's name.
因为神会帮助我们怎样遵从他儿子的名。
These are called. This person is part of the new apostles of the Reformation, and he heals people in Jesus' name.
因为在这里啊、这个讲到的人，他是一个叫做新啊、新使徒啊、这个更新啊、新使徒更新派的啊、里面，他们在这里啊、治愈啊、人的疾病。
He's called the street healer.
他们就讲到街啊、街头街道的医治。
He most likes to heal people who say they have one leg longer than the other.
所以他们最普遍的是，我们看到他们会说你的腿有一长一短。
I probably can do that too.
所以他们说，知道我可能也能这样的。
Yeah, my leg got longer.
长短腿，他有的时候有一只腿突然变长了。
You know, they just keep using in Jesus' name, in Jesus, and the faster they say it, the more they think Jesus is going to hear their prayer. Jesus, 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 keep saying Jesus faster than I can say it.
所以他们用啊、主耶稣的名的话，就重复的喊，重复的喊，而且越喊越快。他们认为这样越喊越快的时候，耶稣会听见他们的祷告来医治。
According to the New Apostolic Reformation, God.Began to restore prophets and apostles in this world over the last 30 to 40 years.
按照这个新使徒的这个啊、这个叫做啊、运动哈运动，他们认为神啊、重新会建立啊、使徒和先知。
30, 40 years ago, God already started giving them new apostles and new prophets.
所以啊、在他啊、他们认为是在三四十年前，神已经开始给他们有新的使徒。和新的先知
，and apostles are higher than prophets，
所以这个使徒是高于这个先知。
That's why they call them new apostolic reformation。
所以他讲的是啊、新使徒啊、改教。
Now many churches follow this teaching, but they don't identify themselves as part of this because it's a loose organization. But they believe similar things. It's called the NAR。
所以很多教会他们啊、用了这样的教训，他们并不愿意称自己是属于这个派别。
The apostles are supposed to develop greater and greater supernatural powers. Eventually, they are expected to perform mass healings. They can stand in one place and heal thousands of people, and they will suspend the laws of physics.
So, 他们这些啊、派别，他们认为这些使徒们，他们能够慢慢慢慢越来越多的，他们有更多的能力，他们能够医治更上千万的人。
These are signs, they say, that will mean to bring great revival into America.
所以在这里，他们讲的是靠着这些。神这些行这些奇迹，能够使得把美国带来重新的复兴。
These apostles enable the church to establish God's kingdom on earth now.
他们认为他们在这里可以立刻将神的国能够带到地上。
And then they say that the prophets get new revelation. The Bible says there's no new revelation.
所以他们在这里使徒认为他们所接到的是新的一个启示。
Brother Jonathan talked about this dominion theology. They want to take over the world.
因为彭弟兄曾经讲到这个，讲到那个政权的这个理论。
Yeah, God wants us to take over the world, but not the way they are doing it.
神是要我们来制服这个地，但不是是他们所讲的这个方式。
They have seven areas that they think they want to take over.
他们啊、这一派啊、认为他们有七个领域，他们要啊、准备啊、夺取的。
Their biggest church is in Redding, California.
因为在Redding 这个地方啊，它是最大的，他们这个派的教会是在那个地方。
Two months ago, a 100-year-old magazine did a report on that church.
所以在这个杂志上面确实报告了那个教会。
It is their cover story, and they talk about how they believe that angel feathers float down from heaven.
所以在这里报道的是讲他们那个最大的教会里面，他们怎么样相信。这个天使他有一根羽毛从天上掉下来
，and gold dust comes from heaven too，
包括一些那些
金
的粉呢，从那个天使的身上往下掉。
So these are wrong teaching，
所以这些都是假的教假的教导。
I've been to a church and I'm disappointed to see that on the front wall of the church there's a picture of a house。 and then there's money flying around the house, saying that if you become a Christian, God will give you money, you'll buy a new house.
所以我曾经到过有教会，看到他那个前面啊墙上面有画着一个房子，然后很多的钱围绕着房子在转。他说，就告诉你说，你如果相信主耶稣基督的话，你就会有很多的钱来买你想要的房子。
If you are so misled by that doctrine, every time it rains, you probably run and see is money coming down.
所以你如果真的被他这个所讲的能够被他所熏陶了之后，你可能每一次出去的时候要看是不是真的有钱从天上来掉下来。
Now I want you to see this video now. It's about 7 minutes long, but it's all about a girl from this church going out and talking to a preacher about what she believes about salvation.
所以我下面要放大概有七分钟长的一个小短片，就讲到这个女孩子，她和那个传道人讲她是怎样相信神。
不需要是，一直那是。
We're all one in him. We're all loved no matter what theology we're all loved no matter what theology we got. Yeah. We love perfectly no matter what we do.
So you're universalist? Every person goes to heaven?
Is perfectly loved by God.
Perfectly loved.
I don't know. I can't claim to know what happens after we die.
Or sinners don't go to heaven.
Is God loved? Is God loved?
Does God send people to hell who are perfectly loved?
No, you sent
yourself. Should we be worried about hell or heaven?
I'm sorry to those who don't read English, but I'll give Yuanqing probably the difficult job of summarizing some of the silly things that she was saying.
Yeah, I think the, 对不起，这个前面一开始讲的一个 Reading 那边一个很大的一个教会，他们就是刚才讲的新使徒这个改教的教会，他们里面靠医治来认为这就是得到了救恩。 所以刚才那个女孩子是在里面，大家看到有一个那个人推了她一下，推倒了，然后她出来到了外面的时候，那个男的是应该想来，他是来教导他们真正的讲了神的救恩，讲耶稣的救恩。但是这女孩子反应就可以看到她，她的反应就是认为是耶稣接受所有的人，就是所有的人，然后呢就是爱所有的人，不管你是怎么样，不管你相信的是谁，他都会医治，他都包容，就是包容。后来。 那个男的就背着我们那个男的就跟他讲，他说我非常对你们两个人的信心很担心了，因为你们不知道你们真正信的是谁，你们所信的是假的，所以跟大家很简单的讲一下。
Yeah, what she is saying is she's repeating what that other preacher said about as long as you accept it, doesn't matter what you believe. God already accepts you, free ticket to heaven.
对，他刚才讲的就是那个人想你。 只要神已经接受你，你不要管你的信仰是什么样，你所相信是什么。
She said many times, it doesn't matter what you believe, doesn't matter your doctrine, your theology, God accepts you, everything's cool.
对，他说不管你是什么样的神学或者什么样，神已经接受你，都接受你。
Then the preacher says, you come here and you just get feelings, experience, and ha ha ha. I said, yeah, I get that problem at home too, because I'm always ha ha ha.
所以刚才那个人男的，他是一个 preacher， 他在讲。讲到说你就哈哈哈笑，认为这样好像就得救就包括是在家里面也是这样。
I just want to tell us, remind us that false hope disappoints, true hope saves.
所以我在这里就是提醒大家，这种假的这种假的教导只能给你是一个没有盼望。真的教导，真的讲真理的话，是给你真正的盼望。
You will feel it in your life if you truly believe what's true.
因为你知道你在心里就知道什么是真理，你才能真正的明白你所相信的是谁。
So what is the hope that God gives us in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13?
所以在这句话，腓立比书第四章十三节里面，神给了我们的是什么样的盼望呢？
Doesn't mean God will approve and give you power to achieve every goal you have in your life.
并不是说神他会给你给你这个能力，能够在你的生活当中，你要想成功的，神都保证你一定都会成功。
In fact, it is teaching us to accept and endure what God allows to happen.
实际上，他是教导我们能够真是欢欢喜喜的迎接神要我们所经历的。也给我们的力量，能够忍耐神要我们所经历的一切的难处。
The verse is about having power from Christ to endure all circumstances.
所以在这里圣经里面就讲到，神他给了我们力量，能够度过一切的难处。
This verse is about Christ giving us strength even though when we are tempted, when we fail to seek other avenues of contentment and satisfaction.
因为神的这句话，他给我们是我们常常有的时候会遇到难处的时候，我们会有这个倾向，学会找其他的方法来使我们得到满足。
Which was my way of seeking comfort from other places, doing drugs, drinking, and making money.
所以这个时候就是我那个时候曾经做的，我是从其他的方式，包括从有毒品这方面来使得我里面的心能够得到满足。
Unless I'm still living in a fantasy world, it is because of the truth of God that I'm here today.
如果不是这样的话，不是神真正的拯救了我，我仍然活在那个虚晃的那个世界当中。
So I'm sorry to tell you that in some ways you cannot do all things through Christ, but in other ways you can.
所以我实在抱歉跟你们讲，实际上你们并不是所有的事都能做的，因为在有的情况下你确实是可以做。
There was a Russian comedian who came from Russia to America. His name is Yakov Smirnov.
有一个从俄国过来的，他是一个喜剧演员或者逗笑的一个演员。
He said he wasn't prepared when he came to America to see how many instant products there are in the store.
所以他曾经讲到的时候，他说他来到美国的时候，他曾在商店里面曾经没有想到过有那么多的产品，就是立即就得到的，立即就熟的产品。
Yeah, 食品。Just add water and the powder becomes milk.
所以在这里看到就是说，你如果在这个奶粉里面，你只要加了水了，立刻就成了。牛奶了。
Then he saw powdered lemon juice. Just add water, it becomes lemon juice. Wonderful.
所以看到有柠檬粉的话，你只要一加水，它就成为柠檬汁。
Then he saw this. He saw baby powder. He says, "Oh, this is a wonderful country."
所以然后他看到这个是婴孩粉婴孩粉。但他立刻就想到，难怪他说这里面可能一加水，那么多的婴孩都出来了，是这个国家非常的伟大。
It's so wonderful, everything is instant.
所以他说这个国家实在伟大，所有东西是立即就能出现。
You know, in my country, you have to wait almost a year for the baby. Here, you got instant baby.
他说在我的国家里面，我们大概要一个新的 baby 的新的小孩的话，我们大概要等一年才能有一个婴儿出生。
So what am I telling you? I'm telling you that misinterpretation leads you to have false hope.
所以我在这里想跟大家讲说，如果你没有真正理解这个话的话，你会给你一个假的盼望。
And false hope gives you disappointment.
所以假的这个盼望实际上给你会最终让你是失望。
I often tell people who are trying to help their kids not to try drugs.
所以常常我们都劝导孩子们不要去用这些毒品。
And I think that sometimes parents misinterpret the truth about drugs.
所以有的时候啊，家长他也没有真正明白这个毒品啊到底讲的是什么。
They say if you touch drugs, you're gonna die.
他有的时候家长会说，你如果碰到这个毒品的话，你可能就要死。
Well, I used drugs for 20 years, I'm still alive.
包括我用了二十年的这个毒品，我还活着。
You should tell the whole truth. If you use drugs consistently, your life is going to be destroyed.
所以你真正要讲跟他们讲的是真实的时候，你如果一直这样子用毒品的话，你整个一生都会被毁了。
Misinterpretation leads to false hope.
所以啊，这种啊假的这种啊不正确的这个理解或者讲教导这些啊这些话的时候，会使人啊真正的一个啊导致一个失望。
And false hope.Can endanger your life because if someone says you touch drugs you die, you don't die after you try it a few times. You go, oh, they're just lying. This is not true.
所以有的时候，一些假教导造成一些假的一些希望或者盼望的时候，也会使他们有副作用。反面的作用就是他们试了几次，哎，没有像讲的那样，他们说哦，就不相信了。
If you really want the Bible to be useful to you, you have to understand what God is trying to say.
如果你真正的让圣经能够成为真正的有用的话。你还必须要相信神是怎么说的。
Just before Paul wrote that he could do all things through Jesus Christ, he said this in the preceding verse, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
所以就像保罗在这个前面这句话里面这样，保罗是这样讲的，我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足或饥饿，或有余或缺乏，谁是谁在我都得了秘诀。
Paul had already faced many seasons of life, abundance and suffering.
所以保罗他实际上他已经一生已经经历双重，他也处饱足，也处饥饿。
And because of all these circumstances, he has learned. It took him time to learn to endure.
所以经过这一切，保罗他是花了这个时间所经历过的时候，他学习到了，他知道怎样来相处。
Paul also said, all things work together for good to those who love God.
保罗同样也说，他说万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Things may not work together that well if you don't love God.
如果你不爱神的话，你不会认为许多事情是真正的相互效力。
He also wrote, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
虽然讲我们外体会渐渐的毁坏，但我里面却是一天新是一天。
So what are you today?
所以我们现在在什么光景呢？
Look strong outside but dying inside.
如果我们是外面很强壮，但是我们里面却在枯干。
Look weak and helpless outside but actually getting stronger every day inside.
所以我们怎样能够不但是我们外面，我们使我们真的里面也能够一天新是一天。
The old people probably never heard of Tupac, but he's very famous.
大家可能不一定知道这个里面所讲的这个
Dying on the inside but looking fearless on the outside.
所以在这里讲所以如果我们在里面就在正在死去的时候，我们外面是完全可以说是一个正在败坏下去。
I may look like I'm strong on the outside, but honestly on the inside I'm broken and sad. I wish I was dead.
所以在这里讲呢，我们看上去我们外面好像很强壮，但是实际上从我们心里来讲的话，我们里面已经在死。
I've talked to enough young people to know that some teenagers really feel that way.They don't tell you, but they feel that way.
所以我跟一些年轻人特别讲的是，他们确实有同样的同感。
This is what Paul is talking about in verse 13.
所以这就是保罗在这里在第十三节里面所讲的。
Jesus enables us to endure all circumstances.
所以我们靠着耶稣能够所忍耐所一切的。
This is the reason why Paul is able to say, when I'm weak, then I am strong in Jesus.
所以这就是为什么保罗说，我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
Today's verse is not about having financial abundance.
我们今天在这里不是说我们要从财务上面得到很丰盛。
Some preachers preach a prosperity gospel that all you have to do is believe and God will make you rich.
所以有的传道人会在这里讲，他就要成功神学，就是你只要相信，你就能得到你所要得到的。
But Paul is teaching us that Christians need to learn how to endure suffering.
但保罗在这里教导我们是。基督徒一定要怎样学习，怎样能够经历靠着忍耐来经历这些难处。
Still have the power to be content in all circumstances.
所以我们是有从所有的从神得力量来得到满足。
That's why I talk about context. You go from 13, you go back to 12 and 11, you understand what 13 means.
所以我在讲到我们一定要回到这个圣经里面去，我们从13节然后推到12节然后到11节。
So that's what Paul started out saying.
这就是保罗他一开始就讲到。
So I believe that the truth of God is even more inspiring when we understand it well.
所以在这里他讲到，我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。
Otherwise, you can come to church the rest of your life, you will not change.
如果不是这样的话，你可以一直来教会，但是没有得到任何的一点改变。
You may know how to look good on the outside, wear the same clothes.
所以你可以，我们可以同样穿同样的衣服，看上去好很好看。
But you can't hide the fact from God that you're broken inside.
但是我们在神的面前，我们没有任何地方隐藏的，我们里面却是一个破碎。
Paul is saying Jesus will help us to endure.
因为保罗告诉我们，耶稣会帮助我们能够有这样的忍耐。
In his case, Jesus gave him strength to serve as a missionary in spite of terrible suffering.
也就是保罗他自己就是最好一个例子。就是神给了他，耶稣给了他有这样的能力和忍耐，能够服侍作为一个神的仆人，在那个地方非常糟的情况下，仍然服侍神的教会。
In your life and my life, the same strength is available if you want it.
同样一样，我的生命和你的生命也是一样。如果我们想要这样的生命的话，我们是可以得到的。
So let us just read to you the conclusion of this whole book to the Philippians.
所以让我们一起来读一读这个整个这本书里面的一个，从这本腓立比书这里面得到的一个结论。
Let's read this together in English first. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now all glory to God our Father forever and ever. Amen.
下面我们一起用中文来念。我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足，愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远。阿门。
May God's word touch our hearts and strengthen us.
让神的话真是摸到我们的心，而且刚强我们。
And I've chosen the response of him, pay attention to the words.
所以我选了后面一首回应的诗歌，请大家也特别注意到那个诗歌里面的歌词。
Jesus is King.
所以主耶稣他是王。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, thank you for giving us hope.
我们的天上的父，我们感谢你给了我们真正的盼望。
We know of much suffering in the world.
我们知道我们在这世界会有许许多多的难处。
Day after day in different nations, people are being killed.
真是每天有不同的国家里面都有人被杀。
Every person who is killed has a family that's hurting.
我们知道每一个人当他被杀的时候，他们的家庭是处在什么样的境况当中。
And there's no way to endure without Christ's love and strength.
如果我们不是靠着主耶稣他赐给我们的力量，真是没有办法能够度过这些难关。
God be with those people in both France and in Germany because of the senseless killing.
我们真是求神兼顾这些在德国所发生的被受害的这些家庭这些没有人性的这种的杀害。
And may we not take our own peace here for granted.
我们不把我们在这里所得到的平安认为是很自然的。
Jesus, may we begin our day with you and end our day with you in our hearts.
真是让主耶稣成为我们每一天的开始，也是成为我们每一天结束的时候，也是在我们的主耶稣基督里。
For there is all the strength that we can use.
是从他那里我们能得到我们所需要的一切的力量。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告呢，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.